Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Yes, I'm going to keep the ball again! Kevin,
I was just
who are you texting?
Oh,
she's asking where he is, isn't she?
No, he's looking unreal.
Big sexy.
Big John.
Big sexy.
Big John who?
Big John Hartson's looking class.
So, put the heat down.
You definitely should have balled him, mate.
I know.
Put your heat down just for 2 minutes.
How?
Just let's see the top.
You're trying to put the front.
No, but let's see the top. Penalty Rangers.
Alex, good, thank you, Alex.
Simon, what have we got here?
Boys, the Euros isn't far away, and I guess in the mood, we're delighted to introduce the official Scotland national team whiskey as this week's sponsor, Whiskey Row.
We have the SFA editions with us in the studio today, and they look amazing. Simon, have a wee dram for us, please.
We're going to test this, yeah. Andy, you want to do the next
one? Well, can I tell you that every Scotland fan needs to get themselves one of these commemorative bottles for the summer, but also make for a great birthday gift. Or a Father's Day gift.
Your dad loves it, doesn't he?
It's the Smoky Pete one I love. Do you like that one?
No, it's your favourite. It was the nutty finish, wasn't it?
Well, Kevin, what about you? What one would you go for, Biggie?
There's three distinctly different flavours, Kev. Take it away.
Well, sorry, get them open and I'll tell you what one I like. We're delighted to hear that you can get a triple mini pack of bottles, which we'll definitely be taking with us to Germany, boys, on the bus.
Oh, I can't wait. I cannot wait.
Oof, listen to that.
Oh, that's a nice wee pop.
Right, so the first one is smooth and sweet.
Oh, I like the sound of this.
Classically right. Fruity and delicate.
Oof. Wait, come on, you going for us, Kev?
I like a wee whiskey.
Good for you, boys. I love
this
that.
This is your perfect sponsor, isn't it? Si.
Oh, right, fuck.
Sam, just a wee one, son.
It's a half pint.
What else have we got?
The second one's my favourite. Then there's Smoky and Pete. Beautiful. Inviting aromas and a modern twist on the traditional.
Oh, still laugh at me.
You hear that, boys, there?
Yes, I did. Outstanding, mate. Rich and spicy for the third one. Warm and welcome with a Slaney's favourite and nutty finish.
Favourite.
That's nice, that's
Oh, lovely.
Isn't it?
Mm.
Discover the trio of Whiskey Row really Scottish National Team Limited Editions at www.whiskeyrow.co.uk.
And only 350 individually numbered bottles of each style are available. Kitted out in the distinctive Scottish national team colours and housed in a 150th anniversary presentation box. Don't you interrupt me, boy.
Sorry, Simon.
They're perfect for football and whiskey fans alike.
I love the Scotland badge on the bottle. Absolutely brilliant. That's the one I'm going to...
Look at the packaging, that's incredible, isn't it?
That's the one I'm
going to... a collector's gift as well.
That is brilliant.
It is, isn't it?
Especially with the timing and now with the Euros coming up, innit? What a present it would be.
The only thing that can make that look terrible is your dad's fingers wrapped around it.
That'd be a good advert. I'm just sitting there with it. I'm going to get him. He'll love that, the wee man.
With the nicky fingers, innit?
Do you like a more sweet whiskey, Andy, or a wee peaty one?
I like that wee peaty one.
Aye.
What are you?
I kind of like the sweeter ones.
I take my whiskey. What a song.
What's that whiskey?
No, heard that song. Who's here?
Nah.
What's up with you boys, man?
Who's Hosier? You heard of Hosier?
You don't know who Hosier is?
Hosier?
No. Take me to
even
church,
I know who Hosier is.
Wash your black dog.
Oh, I've heard that tune.
We didn't MC in that. We were listening to that the other day, coming to your house. Hannah Lang, she's unbelievable.
She's from Dundee.
I know.
She's hit the big time, isn't she?
Uh-huh, she's huge.
Think she'll come to Hyde or nah?
Don't know, do you want to start? I could send her. I could probably send a message.
I spoke to her before.
Cut a knock out of people I know.
She'd be brilliant to come on stage for 10 minutes.
Aye, in a wee set, Andy.
Aye. Where we set in between the break and the wee half-time break.
Whereabouts in Dundee? She's fishing near you?
Nah, she's the other side of Dundee for me.
Nice bit.
Just up at Dundee, but me and the big man were up there last week, Andy. What a day it was, mate, wasn't it?
It was class, wasn't
see,
it?
See, the journey was, like, obviously you got up there, we all know each other for years and years, but when us two, it was just something very special about that day, wasn't
that's
it?
That's right, he'd always...
What's through, so you're getting, where do you leave for the motor
thing? Left here for the podcast. I left here for the podcast. He was hungry, so Andy treated us to lunch first. Disappointed with the wee shop there in the corner, no coronation chicken. I think that's terrible.
He's arguing with a woman for
salmon
10 minutes.
Shop with no coronation chicken. So she gave me a substitute, a chicken tikka, no happy.
On a roll, rocks on roll.
And then I saw him going to the shop and buy four caramel slices. Right, so I thought, oh, that's
who
nice.
Buys four caramel slices?
Really? So I thought,
oh, that's a only touch. Two, he stole two.
That's a touch. 40 minutes at the drive, I'm sitting thinking, like, we're 40 minutes in now, is he going to open the fucking caramel slices?
Why have you not opening them?
Because I didn't want him to...
Didn't want to put the crumbs in the car.
He was slaving on the steering wheel.
Oh, and it was brilliant.
So we had a right wee chat, it was like a wee...
What did you talk about, first of all?
We're talking about the scenery and the
you two were talking about the scenery.
Mate, he knows...
Like, what were you saying about the scenery?
No, he's so clever, genuinely. Like, he knows everywhere about Scotland. And, like, so you see a place, tell me all about it, and then he'll tell me, like, a story that's happened in there.
Tony Dock's been a coach for about 25 years, and he's like, Adam, do you know what's really important in football? And you've got it. It's a good dressing room.
No, you never did.
Imagine Tony Dock like that. That's where... Is that 25 years I've been fucking doing this all wrong, man.
Tony Dock went... You're right, Kev.
Terrible.
He was a brilliant guy, wasn't he?
He's a hero, Tony Duck.
So do you know how maybe he never knew that until Kev?
No, I think he's totally changed, Tony.
Oh, I didn't say that to him. I said, do you not think that's what helps make a team?
He was a top
try that East Kilbride, honestly. Fucking hell. Hope soon my pumpies.
Unbelievable. So what happened with that?
What, Bucky?
Aye, what was it? What's the whole deal?
So we got a... an email or phone call or whatever about 6 months ago for the SFA saying all these regulations must be met to get into League 2, basically. You
I remember it at the time.
So, like, to, fair play, that's why I love East Kilbride so much, mate. Like, the amount of people there that want to work and make sure everything's done properly. So for the last 6 months that like, we've been the ground, our coaching badges, everything's had to be up to date. So you're only part-time, mate. So the other things you need to do outside the football as well. People didn't see the extras that you need to do to get this bronze licence. But like I said, people that are clever made sure that we've all done it. And I think Bucky have not met the regulations. To be fair, I think the SFA have been in constant contact saying he's doing this because this needs to be met by this certain time.
There's a lot of people saying it's very harsh, but see, the reality is when you've been asked to do something, you don't do it, then you suffer the consequences.
It's because you're seeing a lot of people saying, like, well, Airdrie's got entry, league entry, so they might not fit certain criteria, but what people don't understand is maybe Bucky didn't want to go up. I don't think anyone's thought of that.
I've heard that because, a few times.
Well, they're so far away, mate.
Bede won the West of Premier Scotland last year and didn't go up because they never met a criteria. And I'm only speculating here, but I know that's not what you're
getting at, right? And I totally understand that. But you've got to, obviously, Bucky is very, very far north.
Yeah.
So the cost in travelling in League Two, you imagine if, say, for example, Stranraer stay up, you imagine going from Bucky to Stranraer twice a season.
What time did you leave it?
Financially.
Mate, I was pissed myself though because a week ago the day actually you spent about.
Oh mate, I was watching Bucky on the Monday, mate. So see Monday, I'm sitting watching four Bucky games.
That was it, aye.
Sitting watching that my full Monday, mate. Done a session on Tuesday, mate. I was buzzing with my session Tuesday. How Bucky were going to press us and how we were going to play out the press. Fucking and the training session was unbelievable. Mick actually, mate, I mean, fucking that's the best session we've had all year. Thursday, mate, I had an even better session lined up about what Bucky were going to do. I get a phone call on it before training games off. Bucky had been chucked out.
Do you know what, mate?
You feel for Bucky players, don't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Just won a league, man.
Nah, they're a decent team, Bucky, as well, aren't they?
So, have you know as much about Scotland as he says, gives an obscure fact about Bucky, the place?
I don't have a clue where Bucky is.
No,
what's the fact about Bucky?
No, I'm saying you give me one.
It was just moved up with a bit Glen Eagles stuff. I talked about the Glen Eagles.
And what was the best fact? You said you knew a lot about Scotland. What was your best?
That guy that's got the. He built a golf course, but nobody can use it.
Oh,
and it's discreet. You can't find it unless you.
What? In Glen Eagles? Glen Eagles golf course?
No, there's a golf course beside Glen Eagles. It's owned by the owner of Highland Spring. I think it could be an Indian owner, I think, or he's very wealthy, foreign owner, and built a golf course, but it's not open to the public. And they built a clubhouse, but it's a bit run down. It's like a kind of abandoned golf course. But the golf course has still got a maintenance team there every day maintaining this course.
Forget all that shite anyway.
Aye.
The real, what would you say it was? Landmark? We're not talking about golf course, we're talking about the hydro, mate.
Mate, hat trick.
Hat trick of hydros.
Oh, mate. I was just thinking about the other day. It's mental, isn't it? When we first started it, to think this will be the third hydro coming out. It's just nuts.
Think when we go, we'll have an actual plaque up this time.
The plaque's up.
Is it up?
Can you send me a picture? Anytime people go to the hydro, I get a picture for them, mate. The plaque's up.
Whereabouts?
See where the people that have done the hydro. We're up, open goal.
Is that? Uh-huh. So I remember last time happening.
I went there, aye.
No, it's up now, definitely.
There was some new premium tickets, didn't they?
You tell us about them.
Aye, some new premium flow tickets were released this week. So make sure you grab them now, of course. Link for tickets are in the description box below. Yeah,
third that. One, I know. We get
a wee month.
We get to keep
that. That is a small now. Description box.
You get to keep the hydro now.
We get to keep the hydro now. Aye. Hydro's coming home in the fireplace.
4 weeks to go, lads.
It's fluent, isn't it?
Are you starting to get nervous? I'm starting to overhang things a wee bit.
I'm not getting nervous. I'm just...
That's because you didn't say anything on it.
I know. After watching all the filming we've done and then obviously seeing it all being edited and put back.
It's amazing,
the preparation's
actually,
there, isn't it?
It's so actually a joke how good it is. It's better than the other two.
I'd get more nervous for a show that would... That a smaller show that we were just rocking up and down. SWG first one. Holy fuck, man.
Like, there's too much preparation going into it to worry, I think.
And the VTs are incredible.
Some of the names I are getting thrown about is incredible.
Well,
you've got a big week ahead, is?
Every day, aye. I think...
That'll be the best one, I think.
No, Hanny be the one that we watched the other day.
I think this will be better. Just the cool concept to wear it.
What one are you talking about the other day?
You know what one I'm talking about.
The wee man.
The one we watched last week. That's incredible.
That's the best.
That was amazing. It took you 8 goes to get shut your boot.
Unbelievable, right? When the scripts always come through that says like Andy 6 paragraphs, size 6 paragraphs, I get like 3 words.
No, but it's good that I get a couple of words of it. I think they know.
I get a couple of words
as well. This guy, you can't do that.
We've said it before, but Derek Ferguson is an unbelievable actor.
He was ridiculous.
I'm only concerned at one bit acting, obviously, that bit in your house. I'm concerned about that going out.
That was unreal. Mate, that's my favourite part of
I'm
the whole
concerned
thing.
About that going out because I ain't said anything to anybody about it.
Didn't
I
tell her either?
No. She'll be raging.
No, she'll forget about it.
What are you doing? What are you doing with that out on the telly?
He was loving it, weren't he, though?
I need to pull you up, actually, because have you got your outfit for the hydro? Do you know what you're wearing?
I think somebody should dress me.
That's a good shout.
Because I would just wear, I don't know, I'd wear this tracky if I could.
The Big Vicar
of
Dibble, innit?
did Steph say anything about your telly?
Nah, she knew me.
Oh, did she?
I was devastated. She knew. But I need to pull you up. I've got the worst reputation of all time. So I went on Friday to get a hydro outfit. I've got it. Belter an outfit by the buzzing
off. Tell me where it is, what brand?
H&M.
That's it.
Money's been done for the hydro this year, right? So it's been for fucking cost.
Bit too much in a guess, mate.
Exactly.
30 guess.
So I'm in Friday getting an outfit, and my pal's got a new restaurant opening in Princess Square. So she's like to me, "Will you put a post up just to get like a bit of interest?" I was like, "Right, just you stick it up." So honestly, he put a post up saying I was in Princess Square at this new restaurant within fucking 5 minutes, mate. 5 messages saying, "You in there, Dana Shite?" Take it in Princess Square, Dana Shite. Mate, that's the worst rep. See, anyone I see in Princess Square now,
No, fuck all to be me. It's his arse that's been in Princess Square. He's battered the toilet in there, mate. He's absolutely battered it for weeks.
Mate, honestly, 5 messages ago, I take it you're in there, Dana Shite.
Oh, brilliant.
The worst reputation ever to hear, innit?
You used to always go walking it in, didn't you? Love it.
I mean, we always end up in the end.
You usually meet a couple of us, didn't you?
Aye, that's why I'm in it. That's why I'm in there and just
always end up in the end.
We all do. I'm thinking about, mate, I was thinking about it the other day. I was actually looking through, it was late Saturday night. I was looking through on my laptop and I was looking at trying to sell my
arse.
No, trying to sell my Gucci one and replace it for another Gucci. Because I've been a bit before the Gucci now.
So yeah. I still get a tag on it?
Aye. And that's been worn at the hydro, so somebody went like to me, sell it for half price. No, should be selling it double.
It's iconic.
It's been worn at the hydro.
Just wear it again.
Did you not say Gordon Smith offered you a few quid for it?
Aye, he wanted the high vis, didn't he? He wanted that one, aye.
Just so that people can see him, he's walking in the park in the dark.
Right, so I know you're preparing for Clyde Sinclair.
Clyde Sinclair, so
when already started.
Went to watch Clyde Sat. See, that, even that, just walking about, the amount of abuse you get, mate, it's incredible, innit? The fuck you doing here? But people understand, mate. I watched the game of football, man.
I know, preparing.
So I watched Clyde, then Clyde won, Sinclair got beat. So Shannara bottom by 2 points, so go and watch Shannara Saturday. That's the frustrating thing, you can't do anything this week, mate, because you don't know who you're playing.
Aye, and they've kind of duck-tailed for fun, haven't they? Shannara's been bottom, Clyde's been bottom then.
Clyde just probably need to avoid defeat, because obviously if they get a point, Shannara need to win the game by maybe 3 or 4.
At Steny. So I've watched Clyde, three times in live, no watch Shannara yet, and watched Shannara's highlights. Shannara's at Shannara against Steny.
That's their only chance.
Yeah. Because I think they're decent at home, Shannara, so...
I don't know. People are smart, need to go and try and maybe raise the numbers and try and get behind them, because if that wee town, wee club goes down, I tell you what, I fear for them.
Who's Kev going to support, eh?
Who you want to win?
Oh, no, I'd like Shinar to stay up.
EK plays Stranraer.
Aye, pump them. Listen, I don't worry about Stranraer in the playoffs. You seen Mick's record?
Oh! Is that a bad record he's got?
Playoffs?
Is it?
Well, has he got up yet?
No, but he's only had one, has he not?
Well, why not? Never get through, so 100% failure.
Alright. But to be fair, I think that Darvel team, did they have something like seven games in 2 weeks or something?
Right,
any pet peeves this week? I've got one, and I can't believe I'm only bringing it up now, but the only reason I am bringing it up is because it happened to me this week, and it keeps happening to us, actually. I don't know if you, I don't think you will be as angry, but this really makes me angry. You know, I'm like a pure germaphobe or whatever.
Aye, aye.
So you go to a shop, right, get a bottle of water or a bottle of juice, and you put it on the thing, and the guy picks your bottle of water up by the fucking cap.
Scans it
like that. I'm like, mate, get your fucking finger. I'm going to put my mouth on that. You're basically fingering my mouth.
Cans are worse, mate.
So, mate, now I've started handing him the bottle like that, so he has to take that bit and scan it. Took it like that, took his other hand like that, and then scanned the fucking bottle.
You really need to
stop doing that if you work in a shop. I'm the one, your fingers on my mouth.
Listen, mate,
I've got a spot on the bottom of my lip, and I'm convinced it's came for that.
That's what you're up to.
Believe me, it's not that.
I've got one in there, but I'm keeping it, saving it.
We'll get another one for the hydro. I've got 4 weeks, what is it?
So my bank card's not working. My bank card's not working, they want you laughing.
Why is it not working?
Say the chip, you can't read the chip, something wrong with the chip. So the worst thing in the world when you don't get a bank card is filling up a car at a petrol station in it, because I had 45 quid exactly, right? No change or nothing. So I've got to 44.92 pence or something like that. I'm squeezing the gun as slow as I possibly can. It's going up a penny at a time, just shot right above 45 quid, man. Didn't it?
Aye. And then you had to find three pence, mate.
But surely the person behind the counter just let you pay 45 quid?
No, I had to get the change.
Did you?
Aye.
Lucky, but because where would you have got that?
What, 3 pence?
I think they'll let you out for three pence.
Because that's the thing on Saturday TV show now, isn't it? Somebody's stopping it in for a penny, is it?
Aye.
Stopping it right on hang, so they're the
why
same.
Why is it so sensitive, though?
I know.
You can't get it, like, just to go a penny at a time?
It should just go up.
What is it you do that with, it's really sensitive?
Or a gun?
five at a time's a good shout.
Actually, you should do just a five at a time, innit?
Aye.
Instead of trying to go.
There's a lot of petrol stations actually do a thing where you can put the exact number in that you want.
There's a taxi driver, he knows.
Automatically.
Is there really exact of it? I would never know.
Automatically stops at that thing.
You always stop it on 69, don't you?
69.
And then 69. Just stand and stare at it like that with a gun in your hand.
See, filling up your car in general, I think's a pet peeve. Might hate filling up.
Going for petrol is a bollock, mate.
I know your pet peeve, Biggin.
What?
You're telling us before the.
Oh.
Come on, Emma, is it? Oh, he's not sure whether he should say or not. I love this. He's not sure. Is he going to say it?
1-to-1 kids coaching.
I'm sure you've done 1-to-1s in the past.
So bad.
No, but Simon, I charge my kids at Condoric 25 quid a month. And that 25 quid a month to get
I'm sure it snuck up to 30 when before I left. I could be wrong.
I went up to 30 for you because you were fucking behind 2 months. I had to get the money back somehow. All right. So 25 quid a month and I get 8 sessions and 4 games a month, right? Value for money, ex-professional player, decent level of licences, played at a top level, boom. I'm now seeing people charging £180 to £250 a month, direct debit for 1-to-1s. Having never played the game, not even got the level of qualifications that you think, oh wow, he's got a pro licence, I'll pay for that. It's embarrassing, and you've got a man there, reasonably priced, him and his brother doing it at Hillerton, rocking
Dick and Pink, it. Dick and Pink. And they're taking his fife at the weekend as well.
I just think that
£250
a month, and they want a minimum 3 month sign up.
Who's paying that?
Well, that's what I want to know. Tell you who's paying that. People with too fucking much money.
So my argument would be, if they've got
enough money, mate, and they're happy with what they're thingy the kids are getting, then is there a problem?
No, well, there isn't a problem. But my problem, my gripe with it is that 1-to-1s are great. For me, if I'm sending my kid to a 1-to-1, I'm sending him a 1-to-1 for a specific reason. There's something he's no strong at. So I'm going there and I'm saying, right, this wee guy, my wee boy, is struggling to do movement or something, or receiving the ball, whatever it is. Can we work on that and make him improve that, or work on his left foot, blah, blah, blah. Then I would see the benefits of it. But I just think everything's just generic rubbish all the time. Football for me is about repetition. So instead of playing the computer 4 or 5 hours a night, get out and play football, kick it against the wall. I'm imagining me use a kid, out every night after training. I dribbled the ball to school in the morning. I dribbled the ball back for school. I was out every night playing football. Just repetition. The more repetition you do, the more comfortable you get the ball at your feet.
We went a walk yesterday. Me and Jerry, Sunday. Yesterday, aye.
Holding hands or no?
No, I told you, that's a pet peeve.
No, do you not have hands in?
No, never.
He's just walked side by side, aye, and just waving hand over the shoulder.
Maybe if it's freezing.
He's got dandruff, just one better.
Like, seen like 7-8 boys playing football, and I generally made a comment to her, like, I've not seen that for
years. You don't see that now? That's long gone.
You just took, know the red ash bit at Kelvin Grove? Just 7-8 boys playing football.
That's what I kind of say about coming all down at Broadway. They leave the gates open at the weekends and the kids go.
That's always full.
Absolutely full to the gunnels every weekend, kids playing football.
You think we'd put kids off football for life after that last year at Broadwood?
That shouldn't have been ever for that. I've been back open after that.
What about you? Has the wee man been busy this week? Another quiet one for him?
Another quiet one. I think he's actually gave up on me now.
Do you think that's him retired? Has he hung his boots up? The wee man's hung his boots up.
I was just sitting there staring the other day and I just thought, he's giving me nothing.
So is that 2.5 year drought now?
No, as long as that. And people need to wrap that, sending me just painting your nails. Because I'm not doing that.
That's
that.
Incredible.
And I have considered doing it. I have considered. But what I'll say is about it is the twos are known same
not
page. We're on the same page of twos now. I tell you, he's gave up on me, to be honest. Every time you almost get a wee glance.
Do you think you're more disappointed than him, or he's more disappointed than you?
I think good it's the page. Years I've went for the wee man. I'd caught him out. I think he's just
caught him out.
And I think now that he's almost just went, you know what? I'm not getting excited for you anymore, boy. But so it's listen.
It's an end to a great career. You said
it's an unbelievable career. Obviously, the last few years has ended terribly. But no, I think the only thing I think it could spark is a hydro again.
Yeah, he's so high.
Is the wee man going to get an entrance himself? I think it is. He's actually became a character on the show. I just think he needs to probably. Well, we got a wee name for him all day, didn't we? But yeah, he's just a crack me fella, isn't he?
Right, topics for the week. You ready for this?
Go on, Mr. Aye,
looking forward to it.
Got 3 belters for the hydro. I think they'll be good for the
amazing.
Hydro.
I've got a cracking story about
if anybody's got thinks an amazing topic, send it in for the hydro. Send it to my Instagram.
Or a pet peeve
that we can maybe share. Because it'd be good to get a fan's perspective as well. So the first one, and I'm massively against this, I'm just putting it there before I ask, is private reg points.
Oh, I'm with you. With you all day, not a fan.
Fuck. See if somebody went lad to you, I'm going to buy you a t-shirt and write your name across the front but spell it wrong. And put a 1 in instead of a fucking I. Would you wear that about going with your name across your t-shirt? Why the fuck would you do it with your motor?
I like it. I've never had a motor, so it's hard for me to argue, but I'd like a fucking
I'd
love it if I had a motor and had my own reg on it.
Would you?
Oh,
why?
With the 8 is the A. I think it'd be amazing.
With the 8 is an A?
Is that what it is?
A 4 for an A, you daft bastard.
No,
that's a B, mate.
It is an A. No, I would love to Slaney all day. I would get on my.
So have you got family?
I'm against it, right? But my wife likes having a. I got a one for a birthday.
What does it say?
LY11 Lynn.
K-Y-L. That's not Lynn. LY11 Lion. Leon.
How's it Leon? I don't know.
With the screws.
Fly 11.
The screws. Uh-huh. Screws put at the top of the 2 1s.
Oh, so clever. Men. All right.
Lynn and then KYL. Lynn Kyle.
KYL.
But that's just like, you're like.
So who's
driving about and like everyone knows that's.
Did you ever have it when you played?
Never.
Still playing?
Never. Did you Jelly bought me one.
Kevin Phillips was playing with someone and he said to me when I was a YT kid, you got a car? And I said, I just passed my test a couple of months ago. He said, I've got a couple of private plates. Do you want one? And I says, aye, go for it. So he gave me one of his. It was S10 Kev.
But then S10 Kev. The Sunderland 10.
S10 Kev.
Your number was 9.
No, but he was. That's what he had.
Oh, Super S10. Kev.
So he gave it to me. And then when he started scoring all the goals in the frame, he asked for it back and I gave it back to him.
Did he?
Aye, twat.
What a tight bastard. Never bought a new one.
I nearly bought one. It was K7 LER. Kyler.
K7
LER. And then I didn't.
What is the purpose for it? For you to be driving by and somebody go, oh, there's Kev Kyle?
No, there's Kyler.
So
I don't know what the point is.
You're just pimping your motor up, aren't you?
Aye, just pimping the motor up.
Remember Westwood, pimp my ride. What about like stickers on your motor? Like, you should get on your jeans, baby on board. Have you seen eyelashes on a motor?
Oh, man.
Get to fuck, man.
Man.
What are people thinking?
I had a few. Was there not a period where people were putting tails in the back of their motor as well?
Aye. Band where the red nose in the front bonnet.
That's
red
it there, look. He's done his motor, look. Oh, man, it's worse than yours, mate. I don't even know
how to get him. I get what you're saying. I'm not a big fan of number plates. I wouldn't.
I'd put mine right up.
Never had one in any of my cars, but the wife has one.
Right, okay. Second is, it's a food one.
Oh, wait a minute. On the number plate one, I hate to say this. When people put 999 as a number plate and you know that they're police, that's a thing.
What?
Aye.
Tell what happens?
So private number plates. Some policemen or women put 999 as part of the number.
No.
How did they?
I never knew that.
How did they?
How do you know that?
Just. I've seen that.
I can't even. A police right. Puts 999 on his motor.
Aye, I'm trying.
I knew a surgeon, I'll not name his name, who used to do knee surgery.
I know who you mean.
Imagine
that. ACL.
ACL is his fucking.
Oh, ACL is his red.
ACL.
Why do people put dog on board as well?
That's too easy.
Baby on board.
But why is dog on board a sticker? Because does that make you drive different if somebody's got a dog in their motor?
Somebody's got a.
Don't crash into me because I've got a dog in the car.
Fucking dog. Dog's there.
I'm into that. I would batter my motor with stickers and a lot.
Would you?
Oh, fuck aye.
Right, second one's a food one. Custard. For or against? I'd love to see you in a bath of custard.
I love custard.
Eating your way out of a bath of custard.
Ambrosia.
See, you sitting in a bath and custard, it would look like a sponging custard.
You should be the Ambrosia advert, couldn't you?
Ambrosia cream rice custard.
He's Victoria. Calls himself Victoria sitting in a bath of custard.
Do you like custard? No,
I love custard, mate.
I love custard.
I don't mind.
I could eat gallons of custard, mate.
Custard, I like it, but it's disgusting cold.
Love it cold.
It has to be hot, mate.
Oh, it has to be hot.
It it's disgusting cold.
Love custard cold.
Custard hot.
Co-op ones.
The Co-op, the vanilla Madagascar custard, that is fucking incredible. Aye. I could sit and nail about 10 of them.
No. Ambrosia cream rice is the one for me.
I love rice pudding.
Rice pudding.
Are they not bad? I know. Aye. Do you heat them up, the rice puddings?
Rice pudding hot.
Hot.
Do you have it cold?
Well, like a raspberry compote or something.
Aye, don't let jam.
Oh, fuck. What, if you had to choose a bath and custard or a bath and rice pudding, what would you pick?
Probably go rice pudding.
Would you?
Aye, texture.
Aye, the texture, aye. That would feel weird.
Like, I like rice pudding,
like
I'm right.
In there.
Aye, I'm right for rice pudding.
I like rice pudding.
Do you ever go to a restaurant and get like a really nice rice pudding for dessert?
I didn't even know rice pudding was a dessert in restaurant.
Aye, I don't like cake and custard though. I don't mind the yogurt.
A sticky toffee with custard, you
don't
like?
No, I don't like it. Also has to be ice cream with it.
No, it needs to be a jam sponge with custard.
I don't like custard, mate, on things.
Or a Victoria sponge.
Victoria, that's what he's calling you, Victoria.
Victoria sponge with custard.
That is a joke,
aye.
Victoria. Aye. What about this? Is you must be against this jelly?
I like jelly.
Fuck off, you!
jelly.
Jelly's bogging a shite, man.
I like jelly.
Do you know what?
Jelly should only be served to lifers in jail.
Aye,
jelly's amazing.
Anybody that's done life should just have jelly every day, mate.
I buy
you
jelly
never had vodka jelly shots when you were a wee guy.
And what's the place underneath Kong now? It used to be called
Social.
Oh no, I know exactly.
They loved the jelly
common,
shot.
No, Common. Was it Common?
Jellies, he's not buy jelly pots and have jelly for a snack.
Just rub it in your belly.
Are you kidding?
Aye.
There's no calories in jelly, that's the only
I
good
don't
time.
Mind jelly. I wouldn't like, I wouldn't buy it, but if it was there, I would eat it.
So will you go into a shop and I'll just buy like a wee carton of jelly?
Oh, like six pots, you're getting a pack of six, a tray of six pots of jelly, stick it in the fridge and that would be a wee snack at night time, maybe sit and have a wee pot of jelly.
Oh, the wee round tree ones?
Aye.
Ah, they're all right, the wee round tree ones.
Are they?
Ah, they're nice.
Or sometimes I'll make the jelly for the kids to...
I suck it from my teeth.
Aye, that's what I do.
Do you?
Aye. Put it in and then turn it to water.
No, I just...
I suck it and turn it... Aye, that's
exactly right. I'll just suck it through.
There's a technique to eating jelly.
Have you ever got jelly involved to use to?
Yeah, would you do food like that?
What would be your food of choice if you had to like eat it off a steak pie?
Why do we get in this shit?
Steak pie. Mushy peas.
Sunday roast.
Steak mushy pie. Peas.
Steak pie. Imagine a full Sunday roast
lying in a bed.
Exactly. That's
two big Yorkshire sitting above it.
Parsnip in the middle.
Oh, incredible, lads. This is the last one. This is a big no for me. Adults that watch wrestling.
Oh,
I'm a big wrestling fan.
Can I tell you something?
I am.
I tell you something. He's obsessed with wrestling, mate, still.
What, you like watch it every Friday night?
Pure buzzes after like WrestleMania and like, was it like SmackDown and all that? I used to love it when I was away, but I would never watch it now.
Love wrestling.
Well, you watch it now, though.
I would.
Oh, I would watch it now when I hear of a storyline. So, like the other week, I think it was WrestleMania.
When I hear a storyline, who?
Aye.
Where would you hear the storyline?
Just you hear it in the whispers, Danny. Aye. And there was rumours The Rock was coming back, and there was a few years back when Stone Cold came back, and obviously when it all goes dark and then their music comes on, it's like.
Aye, so when you hear Stone Cold, dish,
the balls crashing, and then.
Remember
when
we went to the wrestling? A couple of years ago, we went to the Hydro.
We did?
We didn't go together. You went.
I took the boys.
The boys, aye.
Who were you by yourself? You and your dad?
Me and my dad went, aye. Mate, the only thing I didn't get was there was grown men walking about with the cash in the banks at that one. Yeah, we went with the suitcases and like kind of know what to get, but it was obviously fake.
When I was younger, I used to like, my mum did the shopping at Tesco back in the day when you got the box at the end of the till to put the messages in. Used to bring the box home and I would cut the box out and make a wrestling belt and go, cut about pretending I was a wrestler.
When you were younger, you used to suplex your brother.
Oh,
mate, see Friday night, 10 o'clock, Raw's War, if we were out with my pals, we'd sprint him to get back for Raw's War at 10 o'clock.
I get the boys.
Always end up fighting each other, like you said.
DDT
in
each other.
Start off with a joint
my boys
and
are in the house.
Fuck each
my
other.
Boys are in the house, like carrying on. I start suplexing them and getting the tombstones and everything.
The Rock was my favourite.
Stone Cold was the best.
Stone Cold is the best. Have you watched The Young Rock on Sky Atlantic? Tells you about his life, how he gets to wrestling. Incredible, mate.
I loved the Hardy Boys and all.
Aye.
Hardy Boys are class.
Yep.
Uh-huh. You should do a wrestling podcast.
Oh, I love wrestling.
So, see, on that, what do you think like Scottish wrestling people go to that? It's like town halls and all, innit?
Credo and the Boys.
Aye, all the boys. Would you go and watch that?
Oh, never.
Ravy Davey. There's a guy called Ravy
Davey. He's funny, Ravy Davey.
Ravy Davey wants me to do a wrestling gig with him. Right? Ravy Davey keeps messaging me on TikTok, Kev. Me and you will get in the ring, I'll teach you how to do some moves. Now, the idea sounds good, but I just kind of see me cutting about in a leotard.
Can I tell you right now, that would make me go.
If Kev done it,
if he was wrestling, I'd go in a minute.
That'd be amazing.
I'd love to suplex that.
Who would you love to suplex?
I'd love to clothesline Grado.
Would you?
Aye. Like one of them where he bounces off the rope, I bounce off the rope. We beat in the middle and I hit him that hard, he does like a 360 somersault.
And then
I got to the top rope and I did the...
You start getting half each other.
Who was the one? Shawn Michaels. Half the top rope. Elbow, the people's elbow.
No, that was the Rock. The people's elbow.
Who was Shawn Michaels?
Shawn Michaels. Oh, Shawn Michaels was the switching music.
Switching music with the kick. Aye, so who was the one with the elbow cut off the top rope?
I don't know.
Lynn, that was Lynn, wasn't it? Do you know who you look like? Kane.
What tell us Kane, aren't you?
Did you when Kane lost his mask? And he'd been in that fire?
No.
That destroyed Kane, didn't it?
Paul Bearer. Remember Paul? Paul Bearer. The Hart Brothers.
Good.
Brett the Hitman Hart, he was amazing.
Right, if you want to see Kev wrestle, put
no.
In there.
He could do like the influencer boxing.
Did you see that Kaz Mulligan and that property boss?
Oh my god, I met the property boss.
Is he alright?
He's getting the hair done at the Merton City Clinic. Property boss, I could hear. I was getting the things put in. I know
social
I heard this.
Media.
So alright, social media. And I thought, that's the property boss. And I said, on chance of a wee break, I'm at the toilet. And there he was. Chatting away.
Have you been on since there?
No, I haven't.
How's life been?
How was it? Was it a brutal?
It was good, aye. It was fine, aye.
Was it alright?
Aye, it was good, aye.
You're sitting there drinking that whiskey.
I'd recommend it to anybody.
What a guy, man.
There's a silk clinic to see Paul. He'll sort you right with a head of hair. Hopefully.
Well, how long do you think before it's...
4 months, he says. 4 months to 18 months, it'll be... I'll be flying. Man. I'll be fucking brushing the hair back in the wind, not a problem.
I told you it's not going to work after that filming for the Hydro, mate. It done.
Oh, mate.
Is that the worst thing for it?
Ah, you're not supposed to be in water, mate.
No, you're allowed in water. You're not allowed power.
We're in a rainstorm for about 6 hours.
It's hardly a rainstorm.
You've been power hosing it?
Huh?
Power hosing it?
Oh, I watched it!
Oh, mate, I showed it back.
That was based on you and James Forrest, supposedly.
But have you seen the real... So Baby Reindeer, we're talking about, Kev.
I know, I said to Lynn, I said, you watched that Baby Reindeer? She went, aye.
So the real woman's been found?
Supposedly she's been found.
And she's coming out saying, no, Gad was obsessed with me.
Yeah.
Following me about that.
There's some strange people in this world, eh?
Mate, that was terrifying.
I tell you what,
though. Good, no, nah?
Oh, brilliant.
I'm flinging it out there right now. He's the unfunniest comedian there's ever been.
He's a shite comedian.
Oh, my word. His stand-ups were horrific.
But do you think he was just... making out that he was actually shite at her? No, he writes for some big shows though.
You can find him on YouTube and that. Oh, he's actual stand up.
Terrible,
isn't it? Shocking, man.
Do you not tell a joke about the Buddha?
No, the jeans. The jeans are
right. Right, boy, that is super. I mean, if you go to the football, you want to.
No, you take it away.
It'll be funny, but what can we talk about with the football?
I'm going to start it off. Celtic and Rangers just now.
Shite, both them.
It was two bad games.
Two hard watching.
Two of the worst Old Firm teams in a long time.
Would you say so, aye?
Absolutely.
Why do you think that is? I wanted to ask you.
I was thinking about that the other day. I was thinking, why are they so bad? Because obviously there's been a big change in players and stuff. But if you look at the Rangers team, sometimes you've got Goldson, Tav, Barisic. There's quite a group of players that have been there for a long time. You look at Celtic, you've got obviously McGregor, you've got Forrest back playing. Well, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing, but it's got to a point where James Forrest, who was not in the picture under Rodgers for quite a long time, then Rodgers came out and said he's probably the best winger we've got, but doesn't play him, and now he's really relied upon him the last couple of weeks for the goals he scored.
But see, Celtic,
they're no battering teams, are they? Either.
But why has it changed so much for this season? Because Celtic, but they only lost what, Jota last season. Celtic were out.
And they actually started the game. If we're talking about the Celtic game first, I thought Celtic actually started the game well.
Yeah, right.
And the fact that it started well, I always think if Rangers Celtic start a game well, aye, score early, you always fancy them to go and batter somebody, but because they never got that goal, it then just turned.
Does it matter?
I thought it was two poor games, to be honest. Watching two of them.
Is it just that time of the season? Is it because it's so close? There's a bit of pressure.
I think the results are the most important thing at this stage.
I watched the Rangers game. I watched it because my wee mum was at a party and it was on in the wee bit. I was at, and that's as bad as a Rangers performance.
I was watching it again. Frankie was playing it. I was watching it on my phone, so it was hard to get the bit. The way Rangers started the game, you're thinking they're going to get beat here again. What about the starts the games?
It's been like that the last few weeks, aye.
Do you think that is just pressure then? The stage of the season?
I don't know, but it was a hard watch. I know I said that about both games, but Rangers specifically, the first game, I thought they were poor, aye. Just no, again, I think a lot was said about how since he's came in the door, they attack a lot quicker. They have more shots at goal, they look more of a threat. But see, when it doesn't work with how quick they try and attack, they've got no control of the game.
Yeah.
Mm. Like they don't have any sort of sustained pressure. They don't have sustained attacks where St. Mirren are camped in their box. And you feel as if, because the ball breaks down so much, the teams can hurt them going the other way. And St. Mirren, again, similar to what we said about Ross County in their games, like St. Mirren looked dangerous on the counter attack to hurt them any.
Do you know why that is, I think? And I've been criticised for saying they've no got a style. I think Rangers players are, it looks to me like they're making up on the pitch, because Balogun's here, Suter's here, there's a one man press, and John Lundstrom comes and stands fucking there.
I know.
Jack Butland could go and fucking stand there.
Aye.
It looks like he's just moving there, mate.
So
when they lose the ball in there, Lundstrom's on the middle of the pitch, which then gives St. Mirren an extra man to win it back and turn them.
Well, I said that about the Celtic and the Ross County game, like the two games in a row. Like Rangers, how stretched they were out of possession was mental. Like just the opportunities to hit them in the counter attack was crazy.
Yeah.
You got criticised for saying Rangers are direct. I don't know how anyone can criticise you. They're direct. And again, I'm not saying for a minute like there's a place to be direct 100%, but seeing it doesn't work, like you say, they don't have control. They don't have any sort of sustained period of pressure.
See, when Rangers were obviously on that run and they were winning all the games, was it still as like bad as it was?
No, what do you mean in terms of performance?
Aye, performance wise.
I think that's what they have been. I think they have been, they want to attack quickly. When they win the ball back, they want to get it forward. But when they had the likes of Sima and Dessers and whether it's Matondo, they have willing runners in behind that can hurt teams. Mm. Whereas I think when it's Fabio Silva and Sterling, Dujon Sterling, as your two wingers,
guys
that don't really threaten in behind. So
I felt that day when Rangers lost to Motherwell at home, I couldn't believe how open they were when Rangers were attacking Motherwell. How quickly Motherwell could get them on the break. And on that day, I think Motherwell probably could have scored two or three with better decision making. I thought, oh, that's surely just a one off. But see, the more I actually watch them, like you are just surmising there, Rangers are there. You actually want them to be on top of you, just be compact and hit them on the break with pace, because I think that's where you get in all the time. And the goal that, the first goal is a shambles for the goalkeeper.
Yeah.
He's got to let that go for
him and that centre back, mate. Dumb and dumber.
The first one, he's got to just let that go for a goal kick, because it's gone out the pace thing. And then the second one, obviously, he's come out and he's climbed away centre half. But
how does he fall?
But again, Jack Butland's Rangers' best player again.
Jack Butland has made two saves. One in particular that was out of this world.
The one he's tipped over the bar.
Doesn't he get an opportunity to go to the Euros of England? Then
You see, under Clement at first, I didn't think there was like a massive, oh, this is great football that Rangers playing, but what I did think the world was much more intense.
Yep.
Energetic,
stop crawling, getting people's faces. But it looked like they've lost that, mate.
See, Cantwell sometimes gets a lot of criticism for what he doesn't do. But see, when you actually watch Rangers and how, I think they're quite boring to watch now. He's the only one that really gets in pockets of space where he looks like he's trying to hurt people, try and gets on the half turn.
Again, Kev, I don't think that's set pockets that he's been asked to get in. No, I think he's just kind of runs
that. Aye, it's because of the way the shape is. He's finding himself in those pockets of space. Like, there's Silva. There's obviously rumours flying around about Silva, who has come up on loan on X amounts of money, and he's supposedly, he has to play so many games, Rangers have to pay a fee back to Wolves. I wouldn't be playing him.
He's not been doing it, has he?
He's not doing enough for me as a Rangers player. But then you look at him.
See, I went like that to you, though. What do you think Rangers are asking their wide players today when they're in possession of the ball?
I don't know, Simon. I honestly don't know. It just looks like they're put out there, like, go and get a result. There's no distinct style. There's nothing where you go, you see that, it goes out to Tav. Cantwell goes long, Lundgren stops short, he lays it in, and balls are getting played. There's nothing like that. Like, you don't see anything. Whereas what I see a lot is, if James Tavernier gets the ball and he's looking forward, and sometimes he puts that floaty one down the channel and the desert to run onto, and you're sitting there thinking that's quite direct. Sometimes they go back to Butlin gets it out, they try and play that short one, but eventually it goes long anyway. And see Desert's got a lot of stick, and rightly so in some parts, but see, to be honest, like, where would Rangers actually be if he hadn't scored the goals he has scored and Butler hadn't made the saves?
See, on the opposite side of that, you're watching Celtic play, he'll get zero chances.
Oh, man. My God, I was saying that.
See, the games I've watched,
he doesn't get a chance. He doesn't
get
enough.
And it's so different.
No, but there is 100% games where you watch Celtic where you think, hardly even notice Kyogo today. Like, nowhere near as, like, effective, you could say, as he was last year, where it was just constantly playing on the shoulder, constantly running behind. Standing that offside position that we spoke about, I think for tap ins, there is games where he just seems to.
What's that doing?
Sort of float in and out it.
But it needs to come down to the style of play, mate, doesn't it?
Because last year it was so effective.
See, last year Celtic had runners off the ball all the time, mate. I didn't see it now. Like, I'm talking, every time the ball went wide, there was an eight or a fullback in that space, wasn't there?
I watched the semi final.
The ball's getting flashed across the goal constantly. You can count on one hand how many times the ball gets flashed across the goal.
And I watched the boy Mayovsky and how he performed as a striker, and what I liked about him was he was always in between the two centre half, playing on the shoulder. And I think to myself, man, Celtic would be mad not to go and try and get.
Well, see the way Celtic play now, and Rangers play, a big target man's probably more suited to them because they put so many deep crosses in them.
Whereas I'm looking at it now and thinking, if I put Mayovsky into that Celtic team, Celtic don't play the balls that Mayovsky's looking for.
But I still think he would get on the end of the deeper balls better than a Kyogo would, wouldn't he? Because Ida's done it when he's played at times, isn't he?
Aye. Ida likes to come to feet and get it into feet in the box and then try and link stuff or get turned, use his body. But I'm like, both teams are struggling, and for whatever reason that is, whether it's nerves or whether it's getting over the finishing line. Obviously, Rangers have had their stutter. Celtic were 2-0 up yesterday, were comfortable. And obviously, the goal gives Dundee a wee hope. But
James, he was outstanding, wasn't he, that goal?
The first goal was
well controlled.
I think the first goal got enough credit, mate.
No, what
a great goal, aye.
Great
bad touch for Kyogo, but what a finish. It was so controlled.
See, when we were younger, mate, that was the one thing I loved about Jamesy. I always thought he was a great finisher.
Aye,
he
was.
See, that one he'd put across the goal, he always hit the ball. He was a great finisher, even as a kid, mate, wasn't he?
But see that goal last week at Hampden? See that passing at the bottom corner? No pace, just passing at the corner. Keepers don't get them.
But the goal, you should say.
I was a shocker. That was one of the worst.
You should say, but
and the keeper. He was blindsided by the boys in front of him.
What you want to say about him?
No, I was just thinking yesterday that it was when about January time, he wasn't even making squads.
I know.
By the way,
I think somebody said this. I think he's made three starts this season. Three starts, and you're almost now relying on him to be winning you the game.
And I think I think there's an argument to take him to the Euros as well.
100%.
A 26-man squad with Hickey, Patterson, Armstrong, McTominay, now injured, all these bodies. Like, who was the other one? I've seen somebody else. Ferguson was the other one. That's the one.
And if they
somebody's
change,
bodies that Tierney, you know are 100% going to injury.
Tierney's struggling well, isn't he? I heard.
It could be five or six.
So for Scotland as well, I think you do need wingers. I know they don't play with that, but if, say, they're doing in games or something, you need to change it then, Forrest. And I think
even if they do well in games, he's the type of winger you bring on for experience. Somebody who can maybe like sit in and but I don't know. I just think
so if you can only take one Forrest, because people are talking about Danny Armstrong going for that right side as well. If you can only take one, who are you taking, Forrest or Armstrong?
Forrest.
And why?
As much as
after
I like
the season Armstrong's had,
as quality much as wise, I like Danny level. Armstrong, it's a difficult one. I would say that if you're going to have an argument, the only argument would be experience. But then
James is a better player, no?
Eh?
James is a better player.
Pete. It's different because for me, Danny Armstrong has had an unbelievable season. He's played every week, most weeks.
His numbers are great.
Numbers are amazing. Goals, assists, everything. James, he's obviously just come in, and because he scored 3 goals in 2 weeks, that's why he's in the conversation. If James didn't get the 3 goals, would he be in the conversation?
Probably not.
Probably no. That's the reality.
So who would you take if you only had to take one?
Again, it's probably harsh considering how well he's done this year, but I probably would take James Forrest just because you know you're talking about a very good year. James Forrest has done it for 15 years. A big moment,
that's
big
the experience part you're talking about.
The goals you scored at Hampden, the goals you scored in Old Firm, the goals you scored in the Champions League. So it's like, it's more like a reliability in it where
and also
Danny Armstrong's in the unknown playing for Scotland, going to the Euros, never been called up.
I also think that James, he brings that experience to the group. Mm-hmm.
I wonder why he was left out of squads and stuff. I don't get that.
Yeah. I just think if Scotland had to bring somebody on, if they're 1-0 down, you fancy to go and get a goal. You pick James Forrest or Danny Armstrong, wouldn't you?
You know what? That sums James Forrest up to the fact that he's not played hardly. He could have easily took the huff or put weight on or not been at the level of fitness that he needed to be when he came in and got his chance. You look at him and he still looks like he's in great nick. Yeah. Probably trains well every day. Just
and if Celtic fans are being honest, they all wanted rid of him. Well, not all of them, but
most.
The vast majority wanted him at the door when he got his new, what was it, 2-year deal, 3-year deal, whatever it was. So, but fair play to him because he's bounced back, like you said, for basically nowhere. And I thought he was.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey marketers, want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Difference in the Aberdeen game last week.
Oh, he was.
And obviously, definitely was a difference at the weekend.
Even his second goal was a great finish, mate.
Aye, left foot.
Aye.
I'm not smashing that, mate. I'm shiting myself. And
I'm kicking a gun with that.
Kicking the higher.
Aren't you?
Just swinging it.
You're just a big clubber in it. See how
fair play. He deserves a credit because, like you say, Andy, he's been doing that for like 15 odd years. Every season with it fair scored and every season he's played in.
And again, we need to give Dundee credit as well. I thought Dundee were excellent. Right. I thought the start was really good as well. What a handful, Mandarin, isn't he?
Aye. On another day, both teams could have took points off Rangers and Celtic. Like he says, it wasn't a great game. It's because you expect Rangers and Celtic to go and blow these teams at the water. The reason they didn't was because of how well St Mirren and Dundee played. Yeah. You still think Rangers and Celtic have more than enough to dominate the game more than they both did. But aye, I thought they were good. I think it's going to be a really good race for fifth, they both play each other next week, is that right? Is it Dundee St Mirren next week?
Is it? Yeah, I think you're about right.
So
see, on the two Old Firm teams being so poor, do you think the likes of Hearts potentially could be looking at that and thinking maybe this was our year to get a wee bit closer?
Oh, we're watching Hearts last week, right?
Obviously, Hearts had a really bad spell at the beginning of the season and Naismith was on a sugarly peg.
I think Hearts' form depends on Shankland's form, mate.
Aye.
See if Shankland's not at it, I don't think Hearts.
He's not been at it the last couple of weeks, and Hearts have been. I think they still should have won the game on Saturday against Kilmarnock.
They did, bad, aye.
But and then Kilmarnock had a chance near the end. But I think you're probably right. I think he's a talisman where if he's at it, Hearts go and get 3 points most weeks. But they've no laid a glove on. Well, I suppose they beat Celtic at Tynecastle, but they're not doing enough against other teams.
Celtic went out of 10 men, didn't they, and missed the penalty.
I know, I get that.
Keep saying that, but they did. They beat Celtic to Parkhead 2-0.
I think Celtic, over the course of this season, with injuries, suspensions and whatever, they've never had a settled team that's played together for like 6-8 weeks at a time. If you think of like Carter Vickers being injured, chopping chain centre-halves, Palmer on the wing, out, then it's Coon.
The White Plus has quality for being good enough this season either.
Forrest, I just think they've never had, and then obviously in the middle of midfield, Attati's been injured, he's come back in, McGregor got injured, he's been back in. It's like there's been a lot of chopping and changing. But at the same time,
last 6 weeks, they've had pretty much a fairly fit squad, Kev.
Aye, I know, but I think McGregor's not been there. He's only played 2.5 games in that last 6 weeks, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Attati's just come back in. He's played, 3 games? Started the first game was it came on the week before Rangers.
Livy,
and then he's played Rangers. So there has been a lot of chopping and changing, but I like you say that when you watch Celtic, it's pass, and like you say, everybody seems like they're standing in the statues. There's no rotations, movements, taking bodies away to create space for somebody else.
And the game is, I think for Rangers and Celtic, there's a reason the front three at any club gets the most money. Aye. But at Rangers and Celtic, you're playing against, for the majority of the time, low block, compact teams. I don't think either front three for the Old Firm have done what they can this year. Kyogo's not been the same player he was last year. Maeda's sort of been in out with a couple of injuries, played well in the bigger games. Coon, yeah.
Nah, they've not been good enough.
And then Rangers, again, you'd say Silva. You know, Seema's had the goals, but again, in the injuries, yep. You know, McCausland's done well at times, but again, you almost feel as if you need Rangers and Celtic, you need the front three to be the best players in these weeks. And there's a reason, look at the four nominations, you know, two for Rangers are right back in a goalie, and for Celtic, it's a centre midfielder.
Dessers is a new one, eh?
Big man's done all right, isn't
he? Aye, how's done well. Goals?
But he's still need somebody better than that.
No, of course.
Oh, mate, honestly, that is the one thing about Dessers. It's like he's done better than a lot of people thought he would have given the first few weeks.
Given the start, he had.
Don't get me wrong, but I look at the three games Rangers have lost since January. Motherwell at Ibrox, he missed a couple of sitters. Yep. Celtic at Parkhead, remember his chances in the first half.
Ross County. The big chance before the
massive half-time. Chances. Right. And then again, you know what it's like, Rangers and Celtic, you always judge on how they do against each other. He's not sure they're going to go against Celtic.
He has done it, and he has done it in a big, well, done it in Betis away, and then done it in the semi-final v Hearts, and then obviously comes up with a big goal. Yesterday. So 20 goals is
not a bad.
He'd be a decent. Have you had another guy? Well, a better 100%. Player.
If somebody else was scoring 25-30 goals, his return looks decent. But
do you know what he has been though? To be fair to him, his all-round play has been miles better.
He's very strong, isn't he?
Strong. Willing runner, link up play, holding the ball up, like all that's been a lot. Because at the start, I thought that was his biggest issue. I thought his actual retention of the ball. I thought he was too cheap in getting the ball away. Obviously, that's why he was coming under a fair bit of criticism the first few weeks of the season.
I actually thought he was not bad.
He's been good recently.
What about Barisic and Lundstrom going to Turkey, and they're getting a free child's place, so Ridvan's getting a free flight back for summer.
Is that confirmed?
No, I think that's
Scott Wright. I know, isn't it?
He's driving them to the airport, I think for Rangers to
move on to that,
they sort of players need to be gone.
Barisic is your Lundstrom's, your Goldsons, they need to move on. For me, I think Rangers need to
move on. Think that'll be the two, Kev, the two centre halves that will Balogun and Suter will be the two now for the end of the season.
I don't know if Balogun probably will be to the end of the season, because I think that maybe him and Goals is a wee fall out.
So quick though, Balogun, isn't he? He's in the counter attack where they are getting caught, he's really getting back.
I think it's perfect
goal. He gets bullied for the goal, didn't he?
Critical for the goal because he got bullied, but there's a couple of times where he made some unbelievable last-ditch tackles. He is athletic, but no, for me, I think if I would always still say Suter's Rangers' best defender. I think if he could get a better defence in beside him, you'd probably see a better version of John Suter. And I think that Butland, did they keep a hold of Butland? His performances have got to be attracted attention.
He's been unreal.
Yeah, even the save he makes yesterday.
Did you see the tackle he got booked for, Butland?
Aye, let's talk about that.
He's kicked the ball.
Right, so on that argument, right, he's kicked the ball, he's followed through, guys run into him, free kick, yellow card.
Alistair
Johnson kicks the ball, followed through, penalty Rangers. What? Right. What's the difference?
Right. I'll tell you the difference.
So he's
right
going to say Butlin's kicked the ball away.
Let me tell you the difference right now, Andy, before we get absolute lost in nonsense like here. Because there's a loose ball in the box that Fabio Silva's getting onto. No,
he's
Jack Butlin kicked the ball 80 yards
he's
up the pitch.
He's no getting onto that ball, Fabio Silva.
He is. Oh, I forgot Cameron Carter-Vickers was getting it.
And then the other ones you're sending off as well.
Oh my God.
Where's he meant to put his foot, Jack Bale?
He doesn't even see the Aberdeen
does
player.
Does that come under endangering an opponent?
No.
Oh, no way.
But in the rules,
that in the rules it will be, aye, but
anyway, mate.
But where his studs have caught the guy.
Do you know what's mad as well, though, mate? Right, this is where, like,
see, when you do that, see, when you go like that, mate, your studs going to come up.
See if you're at the game as
why
well,
Shane. Why you do that?
See if you're at the game, right? So the way Jack plays that sort of wide 10 or whatever it is, where you've got to, you're in that narrow position, but you're tacking back the wing back. So Aberdeen play a big switch, right? He's got his eyes on the ball full time. So what's he got to do? Just no time win the ball. Just leave it.
See what's just let McKenzie run through
just
the ball.
Just let McKenzie run with the ball.
What else is he meant to do?
Exactly. And he went, again, as soon as he wins the ball and he catches him, right, even though I don't think it should be a red, you've just got that fear straight away that he's going to get sent off. Like, you just
that's another one.
Win off
the ball forward through free kick. It's unbelievable.
Did you hear what Kettlewell said when he went off? Wish you'd kick me in the balls. Nah, I'm the same. Some of the decisions are truly baffling.
That's why, listen, I said it at the beginning of the podcast, at the beginning of the season, we've got the same bad referee stuck in a bar room.
Well, Sweden have teams of all voted.
He's a Swedish voice, come on.
Where's your accent, man? Where's the big Swede.
What is Sweden like?
I've done my knowledge, and the Swedish teams, there will be no VAR in Sweden next season. They've all
see Sweden
went against it.
Sweden, I like
should
Sweden.
Scotland teams Scotland should get rid of VAR? Should they just go with it? All the teams and vote?
I'd rather get rid of it, mate.
Get rid of it.
Come full circle. I was really a big advocate for VAR. I loved it.
So you're backtracking?
No, it was Mary. What, just the decisions of.
Is this your opinion or Bobby Madden's opinion?
See, the two decisions we've just spoken about, Jack Butland's booting and the red card, the ref gives both of them. No VAR.
I'm just talking general.
But they don't get reviewed by VAR and they're still stuck with the same decisions. No?
Well, the Jack Butland one you can review because it's a yellow, but obviously they review Jack's red card and keep it as a red.
So why have you turned?
Just like you're talking millimetres here of the Coventry goal.
What are we talking about, millimetres?
We'll go back to that again, aren't we?
He's had enough airtime. Stop
talking. That's the only thing I think you keep VAR going if the wee man can get involved.
I know why he wants rid of VAR. So he could take him for his dad's bedroom. But he's getting rid of it. He's doing with all this stuff.
No, but it's totally sicking me now. I watched that Coventry goal v Manu. That would have been in the history books. It was amazing. People say, oh, he's offside. Listen, inches. And it's just, for me, I'm getting absolutely scunnered with it.
I've tried to defend it recently because I know it's not going anywhere, but it's fast becoming like, my God, is this making the game better? No. Like that is the question. Is it making the product better?
Well, we don't have the. It's actually a financial burden to some clubs to actually put it into the play because they obviously have to pay for it.
It's a fortune.
So we don't have the money in the game to be paying for something that's no 100% reliable and working. Mm-hmm. Let's just go back to human error. And it'll give us mate to talk about when the ref makes an arse out every weekend.
But what about the wee ball boy getting sent off? Brilliant. Come on, man, lighting up.
I know, he's just a
what happened side of the
wee boy went, Balling went to get the ball and he's flung the ball away from him.
He's on the ball at that, Balling, he goes like that, flings it back.
Then he done that, didn't he, with his hairstyle?
Wee man got subbed.
What about that hair, mate?
Wee mohawk.
Wait, age was he?
Well, between
41, I think. You can't be sending ball boys off.
He's a wee guy.
A wee guy, mate. Imagine he burst into tears on the telly.
Remember when Hazard started putting
but
the ball
back?
He's loaded
right?
Now, that wee boy.
See, the thing is, you know his dad, if all teams like that, don't give him the ball back.
But it's another
time, you'll get it.
I can understand that it was 90 minutes, but me, man, it was 6 minutes in.
Wasting time at 6 minutes in. Harsh, should he be sent off now? Or against it?
Sent off.
What did they do then?
St Mung just walked him. Take him away.
Subbed him.
I know, but that's still harsh, nah?
I know.
Where did you go and sit for the rest of the game? He's man down.
No, I sent him up the road in an Uber.
Hearts at home, next for Celtic, Kilmarnock away for Rangers. Big weekend.
No, Rangers home at Kelly.
Sorry, Rangers home at Kelly before the Celtic Rangers game next week. Any slip ups? Can you see in it?
Nah, I don't think.
I don't know, by the way, man. These could be close games.
I think I think both teams will win, but I think if there is a slip up out of two, it won't be Rangers, it won't be Kelly. Because I think Kelly have shown that Kelly have been really.
Rangers are away.
Sorry, it's wrong in here.
you've got it wrong.
Get your books, get your motor, then I come back.
Hearts have done really well against Celtic this year, but I know we've spoken about two teams. Celtic are on better form than Rangers are. Rangers have won 3 games in 9. So I think if there's going to be. I still think Rangers will win, don't get me wrong.
I don't think it'll be any slip ups. What I've seen at Hearts v Rangers, I was honestly shocked. I couldn't believe how bad they were. Mm. And I just kind of see how they'll get it. But they did beat Celtic, didn't they, Park Heed, and then Tynecastle, the 10 men. But that game last week, honest to God, they see it, your third best team in the league.
And what was it you were disappointed in, not having a go or just the lack of quality?
Actually, do you know what? See if they'd went for it or they'd sat off. I don't know. At least it looks like you've worked on something and you thought it was fucking Lundstrom had 40 yards run about him. Cantwell had it. I can't work that out. How that could be the case?
There's so much space.
I couldn't honestly. I was so shocked watching it. At the third best team in the country, and people are going to see he's so wound up here because it was Rangers. Through the final, it was nothing to do with that. Just obviously watching the game, and I couldn't believe the performance they put.
I was listening to the radio Saturday with the interviews with the manager for the game on Saturday. And Nasey come on, and so they're chatting to Nasey about the season, how it's went, and all that. And he says, "And who do you think's for manager of the season?" And he says, "Oh, I wouldn't like to see anybody like directly in that, but on a personal note, me."
Did he?
I'm sure I listened to that.
He changed it and he went 3 at the back, 3-5-2.
Obviously, he fancy silver man of the year.
Michael Marnock.
And who was it, Vargas and Shanklin? They caused quite a bit of problems.
They looked good together, weren't they? Half the bar, the one after bar. A one after, he hit the bar, and the boy, the wee guy in the midfield, Australian, what's his name, Andy?
Devlin.
Cochrane came back in, didn't he?
I cannot believe that Cochrane doesn't start every week for Hearts.
He's good.
Every week for
me. He's really good, Cochrane.
Really good.
Cochrane has been Hearts, in my opinion, second best player this year. I think Shanks is just far and away player of the year, but Alex Cochrane's been excellent.
What could you imagine that the reason was for not playing him in that semi final?
I don't know. Was he injured? Was he ill? I don't know.
Was he on the bench?
He was on the bench.
I think he came out the week and said he regretted the mistake. I think it was a mistake.
Big Craig Gordon back in as number one.
Clark was playing the weekend.
Oh, was he?
I think Cochrane could do a wee job at Celtic and Rangers. I really did.
Alex is really good, mate.
He came through at Brighton, am I right in saying that?
I was really impressed with him at the weekend. Really
Rangers impressed. Don't need a left back. Wee young Mass is decent.
A bit of Barisic's going in, you could get Cochrane for a wee bit of competition.
Do you see any slip up with him, Si?
I don't think that's as clear cut as what people think, mate. I think Celtic and Rangers are playing well at all. Mm. Like every game for me, the ones I've seen at Aberdeen, Dundee, 50-50 game, mate. You can go either way. It's not like Celtic are creating a lot more chances than Dundee yesterday, is it?
Well, Dundee actually had see a lot of the crosses that came in. They were just not getting like proper contact on it, but they could have.
And again, yesterday, the one before it was St Mirren and Rangers. And then I think St Mirren had more chances than Rangers.
Yeah, they probably did. And yet, see the Rangers second goal, it came absolutely nothing. Just a simple ball up the line. Just a big cross out the box, and the keeper decided to chuck one into the ground. And
Jack Butler was busier than.
Oh, aye.
I think Hearts and Kelly have got better individuals than Dundee and St Mirren, who, if they create the same chances, I think they've got players that will take the chances.
Dundee boys are like you saying that.
No, but would you not agree with that in terms of the top 100%. End of the pitch, like Hearts with Shanklin, Kelly
with Kamalik, Kamalik's front players, they've got the ability to hurt anybody.
Vassell and Watkins, especially on the counter attack, mate.
100%, and they're not doing it. They're bins to come on with, like Gary Mackay, Stevens, Big Van Veen. I mean, this Van Veen came over here after having a 30 goal season last year. Can't even get. Like as many minutes for Kamal.
Doesn't he start, does he?
He's not started. I don't think he started.
They were talking about him going to like Celtic Rangers for doing a job for the season.
Mm. What about this for your last question on Celtic and Rangers? If you could get Ida or Miowski, who would you take? Miowski,
I think.
I'd take Miowski all day long.
If you're a Celtic and Rangers, both go for Miowski.
I think Miowski, as well as he's doing for Aberdeen, I think he goes up another level and a better team.
Mm. Aberdeen fans will obviously be raging us saying this, but.
No, not at all.
No, Aberdeen.
Buying Aberdeen, he's linked with it, isn't he?
Aberdeen, he went from £5 million in January, and I think they're getting £20 million for him. So if they get £20 million for him, then well done.
Would you take good enough for Celtic and Rangers?
I don't know. It's a different kettle of fish playing for Celtic and Rangers than it is playing for Aberdeen. Mm. That's my opinion. So.
in terms of what, just the expectation, the pressure.
100%, aye. Yeah. And you know, you're talking about playing the shoulder. He's not got 40 yards to
remember. Yep.
He's playing against teams that are sitting in with limited
good
space.
Good shout, Andy. Good shout. So, that's why you're doing the big bucks.
I don't know. Listen, Bjorski's been brilliant, but you would need to see it and prove it. Playing at Rangers and Celtic to then say,
has he done well for his international team, Bjorski? Playing at
I think he scored his first. Goals. I'm sure he scored his first international goal for.
You take Bjorski's at prices, right? If you have to pay over the odds for Bjorski, you don't take him.
Big news of the week, Will Young's got a new song.
Is he?
He's kidding on, he does
that. I fucking don't know. Is he back out?
He's it.
Oh, is it? Was it called?
Brilliant.
I can't remember what it's called. Is he your favourite talent show contestant of all time?
Aye, certainly, if vocals wise, aye.
One vocals
best,
wise?
Aye, like the, what his voice produces, one of the best noises.
I think so, aye.
You know what's proper shite now? Britain's Got Talent. I watched that Saturday.
Same, night. Agreed. I
watch it.
What a load of shite.
Is that Ian Dexter on it?
They two are a myth, mate.
Aye.
They're like Warnock and Jepsen, mate.
Are you calling
Aberdeen? They two are a myth. I'm calling Ant and Dec out.
I think me Dec's good. Ant's always the one that's annoyed me. Aye. I think Dec's good though.
What good at what? Funny?
They need to get rid of the live audience and get in all the shite again.
I know, the shite is the best.
That was
pure silence now, but now it's a crowd, it's pish.
Who's your favourite talent show? Contestant of all time?
Probably Susan Boyle.
Do you like her first audition, mate? That was incredible.
She opened, either her or Callum Scott.
What was that, Dancing on My Own?
Aye.
Now, what was the two Greek dancers?
Oh, brilliant.
Stavros Flatley.
Hey, brilliant.
Have I never told you? They cut my hair at my brother's wedding.
Shut up.
Oh, have I never told you this?
Oh, here we go.
My brother's getting married in Cyprus, mate. And what's the place called in Cyprus?
Pathos.
We at the hotel, my brother's like, you want your hair cut the day before the wedding? And I was like, hey, of course. He's like, right, well, they've got a barber in here. So they'll all go and they'll date between, mate, we get there and it's fucking Stavros Flatley, the son cutting hair in the hotel, the two of them.
Taps off.
On my two kids' lives.
Taps off, with just the scissors on.
Dancing while they're cutting. I swear to God, they cut my hair on my brother at the day of my brother's wedding.
It's a wee boy, you know.
Doing well, but the two of them are doing cracking, in the past.
Have you got a picture?
Nah, I never got, I'm no fucking mad on it. It was on them, like, buzzing off at Stavros Flatley. What about favourite judge on a talent show? You loved the one on Dancing on It. Oh no, it was a presenter. You liked that.
The favourite judge ever on the talent show.
Judge.
Big Simon Kilbert.
You were a big Dancing on It. Remember, you used to love Dancing on It.
I remember the one Gemma Collins fell. Nice.
That's right.
Talking.
I like big Williams. Big David Gemma.
Williams. Frankie loves Williams.
Funny man.
Williams is good.
No, Williams isn't he?
No.
No, he was funny.
He's big tall man. Oh shit.
Judge.
Nah. Amanda Holden.
Tell you what, I bring him back.
I know her best pal.
Blind Date's coming back.
Is it?
Blind Date's coming back.
Who's hosting it?
Holly Willoughby.
Is it?
That could be a lie. It's definitely coming back. I think it could be Holly
Willoughby. I loved Blind Date.
Love Blind Date.
Blind Date was
that man to hold him.
What was the first one? What was the other one? Sarah Black?
Sarah Black.
Speaking of game show hosts, favourite game show host, Brucey? From Brucey?
Wee Brucey.
Nice to see you, nice.
Wee Brucey Forsyth.
Paddy McGuinness.
Davy Martindale's Brucey.
That interview was incredible.
Paddy McGuinness.
How many times did you say Brucey?
6 million times. Wee Brucey, aye, Brucey this, Brucey that.
What a result for Livingston too, eh?
Aye, Livy.
Must be so frustrating to Ross County though. You beat Rangers a performance like that and then you cop up that.
See again, like the boys header back for the first goal.
Honestly, that performance for Rangers was outstanding though.
See if somebody did that at Kendoret, right? I swear to God, they would be pulled.
You put his feet up, wouldn't you?
I'd shout up there, shoot the stand. I'd say, Paul, take him up the road, and didn't he bring him back till next Tuesday?
Paul, take him up the road.
Do you know what we've not had for a while? Mind Kev was doing his worst team of the year. Mind, he just had hundreds of defenders in it.
No, he said the Livingston centre half should stand up in front of the full dressing room, just apologise for the full season.
I've got his relegated.
But someone must have went on, because Bruce Anderson hasn't started since February, I heard on Sports Scene.
Aye, and he can
but he always up. Seems to score for me when he plays.
Teddy Yenge and Nobody were both injured, weren't they? So that's actually the only reason he started.
Do you think that they could go for the next four games undefeated?
That would be something else, wouldn't it?
Win the four games?
And they could imagine he could stay up.
Imagine winning the four games, seriously.
Hope not, we play them next week.
What sort of is Bruce Anderson says he's going to go? What sort of team can you see him going? I can see him going to Dundee, St Mirren.
Aye,
Kelly. No.
I think aye. Every SPL team outside the top four would take him.
Think so.
Aye.
Outside the top four. So are you talking about Aberdeen and Hibs is like the four biggest clubs or the top four right now?
I was talking about the top four right now with Kelly and Hearts. I think like Hibs and Aberdeen that would take him.
Think so.
I'm not saying about Aberdeen. Hibs and Aberdeen, but aye. They would take him as a squad.
He'll score goals.
So you think he's like better than a Dylan Vente at Hearts? Sorry.
Yeah, do you know what? See the boy Dylan Vente, I feel as if I've never seen him play.
Mm-hmm.
They honestly paid 900 grand for him.
He scored a good finish on Saturday, but again, I don't see enough. But then you've got to remember, I don't know. Like,
well, Mal Leader's played up front about five of the last eight games. He's a winger.
Who? Sorry, mate.
Boy Mal Leader.
Aye.
Oh, Mal Leader for Hibs. By the way, what about the free kick?
Mate, great free kick.
He is a player, isn't he?
He's a player. Hibs were good.
Hibs are a funny team, mate. Honestly,
they're good stuff, mate.
Aye,
didn't
aye,
they?
Aye. They've played some.
He's under
played some really good stuff at times. But
him and Saturday, he's under massive pressure.
I would give him another 6 months.
I would
just to see what he can
give
do.
Him another 6 months.
What have you got
he
to
brings
lose?
In a couple of players in the summer, just to complement what they're trying to achieve. The now, I think they could.
See when we're talking about Rangers, like you can see what Hibs are trying to do, can't you?
Aye.
Attacking wise, is an actual pattern to play there. Aye. There's a set
Hibs
way of playing.
Correspondent wanted him out.
So he did. That was freak.
James Bond daft.
What about Hibs?
What
about Hibs bringing in a what was it? The word was it the
somebody above the technical director?
Aye, somebody to come in and give a review of the club, and he came back with the big reveal of results.
Bernard Langer as well, wasn't it? They got Bernard Langer
results
after he spent.
Oh no, shit, Sherlock! Can hell, big guy, 100 grand to Quinn, say we need results to be better. Wow,
is Brian McDermott in it?
Be Brian, yeah, you never knew it was him, the old Reading manager.
Brian McDermott, I thought it must be another one.
Genuinely looks like a science teacher, doesn't
he? Aye, he does.
Aye. Guy,
the specs.
What's he doing in the Hibs?
He's the sporting director, you know.
He's the director of football, sporting director, whatever you want to call it.
Aye, but like, I think if Hibs, it's always back to the same thing defensively, isn't it? If they can sort that out in the summer recruitment wise, they could be good. They could be good, Hibs.
Get rid of that Bashiri. Is it Bashiri? Rocky Bashiri?
He's set up
Rocky. I'm better off with Rocky Marciano, I swear to God.
He's dead.
With boxing gloves on his feet, I swear to God, man. He's brutal.
Better with boxing gloves on his
feet. He would be.
What's he saying?
What?
The Rocky.
Hanlon came on and scored.
Big Paul Hanlon, 29 goals in his career, man. Fair play to the big guy.
29?
I think 29 goals.
Would you give him a new deal?
It's not bad, is it?
Would you give him a new deal? I think he's up
there. Mr. Reliable. He's always there. When he's always asked to come in, he always seems to do quite well.
So see, when you're saying Rangers need to get like, it's time for the guys like Barisic and that to go, and but why not the same with Hanlon and Hibs?
Good question, Simon.
Would you put him on the hit list that you ragdolled as a when you played?
Just enjoy playing against.
You told me a few the other day, brilliant.
Who else was on the hit list?
Charlie.
Where were you at Killie at that time? Hearts?
I was at Killie and possibly Hearts.
And who was he at Celtic?
He was at Aberdeen.
Xander Diamond, Reynolds, and
I used to think, oh, who were playing that? I used to always look at the team sheet and think, who we got today? Charlie McGrae and Xander Diamond. You fucking dancer. I used to go, eeny, meeny, miny, moe to which one I stood on.
Just take turns.
I just thought, I'll give him a hard time.
I'll give him a break.
And then I went to Xander Diamond and I said, you come anywhere near me? I'm like, fucking stiffing you. He never came anywhere near me. He shit himself.
We need to get these on for a counter-argument, don't we?
Because I don't know if it's exactly
as if you think there's footage of you ragdolling him?
Who, Charlie? I don't have a ragdoll Charlie, but he didn't win many headers against me, that's for sure. I never lost
against who else was on it? Reynolds?
It's a mismatch in there, though, isn't it?
Who else was in it? I'll tell you who else was on it. Boy, if you sit Marin Potter, gave him a... He didn't have the best of times, Big John Potter.
Bamba, you've said you've done.
Saw Bamba, aye.
Done him a couple of times.
Pint of Saw Bamba. Who else? Falkirk, Dan Barr, Stephen Presley.
They're not quite small. You never bullied. I'm not having you bullied Elvis.
Stephen Presley, mate. His interview last week's one of the best I've seen.
Aye.
I spoke to him in the canteen.
It might be your only chance to make a major.
A major? Golf. He's just talking to Rory McIlroy, didn't he? You know Rory McIlroy?
Oh, I love Big
Elvis.
Big Elvis, I think we spoke about it on the show. Big Elvis is one of the guys. Have you had to say somebody you thought you would hate when they came and you end up loving them? Elvis,
I thought
hero,
he was sound that way.
Morning Sharps.
I think we won two games in a row. I think we probably beat like fucking Andorra and Liechtenstein. And he went, well done, lads. That's two in a row. Like, fucking
you never ragged. Did you rag to Elvis?
In his later years, but he only because when I played against Hearts in his prime. He fucking bullied me.
Did he?
As a young
aggressive,
kid.
Mate, wasn't he?
And then when I played against Falkirk, he was coming to the end of his career.
The daddy.
I gave him a sit down, son.
He used to call himself the daddy. That
did you ever terrorise anybody? Like, get the proper.
Terrorised all his managers, that boy.
No, did I? Fuck. I was never that type. I would never think like that, mate.
Same.
Nah?
Never.
Like, I wouldn't say I terrorised. I never terrorised anybody.
Don't just. I'm fucking backtrack now.
No, I just meant
no,
that.
But I think that is a striker thing, though.
I used to just say, Right, can I win most headers against the guy I'm playing against today? And that's the way I looked at my game.
Would you ever pull on fullbacks if you knew they were quite small?
No, I would never pull on fullbacks. What I'd pull in between the fullback and the centre half, and what I'd do is the centre half would then come in, but the fullback would never. But he would sometimes try and come in between me. But good fullbacks, what they did well is, and what some of them don't do now is, the best fullbacks I've played against would come in and stand beside you, and as you went to jump, they
just block
you, stop your run. And they were the best fullbacks. I don't see enough of that. And had the fullback tucked in behind Balogun for St Mirren's equaliser, that's what he could have done.
So Tav, you blaming Tav again?
Of course I am. No, so I'm blaming Tav.
The big 6 foot five centre half.
Balogun's got to deal with.
Big 6 foot five centre half. Balogun's got to deal
with. Balogun's got to deal with. But sometimes
you shaky, Tav. By the way,
see before we move on, did you see the goal Chelsea got disallowed in the last minute?
Oh mate, what was that? The boy was going to roll the ball.
No,
with the goalie.
No. So the boy badly a shield, like. Forearms the centre half Diego Carlos in the back, it bounces, they put it in, the score, and they bring it back and give a foul for the nudging.
Never seen it.
Fell asleep during
and it shows at the end.
Is it no foul or no?
Well, the reason I want to show you at the end is you will see this 100 times
in a game.
And see Mandon to Balogun, exact same,
and they gave it alright.
But for me, it's foul. Never a foul.
No,
never a foul. You're tightening.
Just strength.
Is that on match of the day?
I'll show you after this. You tell me
discussed
if you
it with GMS.
No, but obviously I had
the foul all day. Physical.
I say argument. I was debating with Paul McGinn about it, but he's obviously just defending John and Villani. He says it's 100% a foul.
BGMS saying that Alan Hansen and Matt Lawrence are still on match of the day up there. Up Thursday.
We're eating very. I've not. You haven't spoken about it in a while.
They watch.
So
he's watched soccer Saturday and Greavesy.
Did you watch the John Terry thing with Simon Jordan or listen it?
No.
What did you stand with the man with the
McKechnie? I think he's 100% right, mate. But do you know what annoyed me? McKechnie was like, JT will move. I'd be like, fuck you.
Enjoy it.
I played with Josh McKechnie.
Stupid.
So what had happened was AVB had wanted them all to sort of be all the same kind of hanging. So like guys that Terry, Drogba, Lampard were in. What would you call it?
Economy.
Oh, he doesn't know what economy is because he always flies first class. That's shocking. What do you call it?
But and then young guys like Josh McKechnie and a few others were first class. So Terry was like, this plane's not moving.
So the first team players were in economy and the young ones were in first class.
He says that AVB was trying to make us kind of, you just came in the door trying to make it out like I'll decide what happens.
So John Terry said the plane won't move until that's changed.
Mate, I'm all for what Terry done. I think he's got a bit of stick for it online, but young boys should never be sitting in first class without.
Aye. He said it was like
captain in economy.
Well, again, I think stuff like that at first team's earned, innit?
Yeah, of course. Aye.
Given.
And the fact that if the first team's sitting in first class and you're a youth team player sitting in the economy, you're sitting there thinking, oh, I would love to get to that point one day. It's just. AVB fucked it in day one, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. That was a bit cheat. I just wanted the ashes here. I seen the wee hang way before we go into Andy's game. And Anthony Gordon visualising before games. Did you ever date?
Gary never was dating, man.
Calm down, Gary.
Can't believe what I'm hearing here, Gary. Calm down, man.
You do what?
You visualise the game.
Mate, Gary Neville is genuinely the man in the new.
Comes what in his pants anytime somebody says something, mate.
Mate, what was it he said?
Calm down, Gary.
Do you know what he says?
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Did you watch Spurs Arsenal? See when Ryan gives the ball away and Spurs score? 2 minutes later, right? Somebody passes a ball back to Raya with about six people charging him, he smashed up the pitch, but see, because he just made that mistake, Gary Neville went, there's no day you know that playing out for the back nonsense now.
Shut up, Gary.
Playing out for the back every game all season long, and they're second in the league. Ryan's got the second most clean sheets in the Premier League. He said, they're not playing out for the back nonsense now.
He's dead, man.
The Jews.
I just can't believe what I'm hearing.
Tell you what. I'm
you think he says that he like fucking.
I'm adamant Gary Neville hates Ange as well.
Oh, he hates Ange.
He hates inverted fullbacks, man.
Mate, you would think Anthony Gordon says he has a bath for Eddie Howe before every game, the way he was reacting. You do what?
I know.
I sit in my house and I think about what I'm going to do the next day. Calm down.
Do that bit of that interview reminded me of the days of Howard Wilkinson. We are sitting fucking bottom of the Premier League, about 7 points, and they sent us all to a psychologist. And the psychologist sat us in the room and individually says, so Kevin, can you remember a game where you played amazing? He says, aye. I says, when was it? I says, Scotland B versus Germany B, 3-3.
Leaving a real game.
Fucking outstanding that day. Do you remember how you felt? I says, aye. Is that how you need to feel before the game is up?
All right, wait 2 minutes and I'll just fucking feel it.
I'll just turn that on.
Right, sound mate, thanks for that.
Then he went down the route of visualise how that was. do the same things. Can you remember
Gary Neville?
Can you remember how? Can you remember how you'd come into the dressing room? Can you remember how that feeling? I thought, aye, and I remember going to the game that Saturday thinking, fuck, I'm going to act like that.
Did you hear what Gary Neville then said on the overlap after stick to football after it? I was really strict in my routine. Wouldn't have an Andos on a Tuesday. Game Saturday, you fucking dweeb. Chicken and rice. What do you mean?
Nando's.
We're having Nando's on a Tuesday. Come on. Oh, that, his dick's been a therapist, isn't it?
That's him booked in there. We'll see if she's a one.
Just believe you can grow, son.
Did you ever date like that before in the games? No, I don't mean visualise, but did you ever have any wee things like that where you are? I did used to, like 2 days before a game, no drink fizzy juice because I always used to like feel my stomach really sore.
But see what like Roy Keane said, like see that you done all that. What about the times where you were shite and you'd done all that all week?
Aye. But that's just I think the type of heat I had. Mm-hmm. I used to always so see if I did like maybe.
Well, you shouldn't really be drinking fizzy juice anyway. Like that will be what people will say. Do you know what I mean?
Well, aye, but
aye, two a bottle of Coke.
I'm drinking fizzy juice 6 days of the week. I'm not doing it on a Friday. That, mate.
Like 2 litre of water coke.
The side of his bed. Hot. I know exactly what type of guy you are.
That is it.
The side of the bed, mate.
This morning.
First thing when he wakes up in the morning, he drinks a fucking bottle of juice.
I prepared proper well because I never drank fizzy juice on Friday.
I'm alright this weekend, only had half a litre of the bottle.
No, but I was mad on that. My head went nuts with all that. Like, for example, see if I didn't like fall asleep or didn't get a good sleep, or maybe I had, see what it like a takeaway or something, that would be in my head. It was weird, mate.
I mean, I'd get a takeaway every Friday night. But I said a young kid at Celtic, because I stayed in a house by a family, and like they didn't give a fuck, mate. It was Fox got Fox, so they would get a Chinese every Friday night.
Going into a game, did you never think, oh, we should have done something? No.
No, when I was young, mate, nah.
Just go and play.
See, when I first came through to Celtic, mate, 15, we used to stay in somebody's house the night before. I'm talking like playing under 16, under 17, your future's at stake. Yeah, we used to sit up to about 4 in the morning on a Friday night playing Champ Man and eating fucking sweeties and crisps.
I did that in the, I remember playing Chelsea away at the bridge and me and George McCartney's fucking went to Spa shop in the bus before with a fucking £10 pick and mix fucking on the way in the bus down and then into the hotel and you're sitting there like, oh, fucking hell, George, that made tatties and fucking plain pasta, tomato sauce is pish.
Room service.
A fucking room service.
Room
service was banned, but so you nipped outside and found a fucking takeaway somewhere, diving into club sandwiches and all that, and then you wake up the next morning, the guy says you're on the bench, like, oh, fucking hell, man, is you need all that pick and mix?
I'd always get room service if I was with the first team with you.
Sometimes I.
Room service and the pay-as-you-go movie.
What, a 10-minute preview?
Fucking
George,
not a problem.
You and George. Full of sweeties. That's why he got, because he wanted his energy up for what he was doing to George later, right?
£24 a fucking night hour every weekend.
You and me, George.
Me and me, George.
Watching the wrestling.
Aye. Party rings.
I said, when we beat Chelsea in the FA Cup at Bradford, I was in the Savoy that Sunday before. I was in the Nico's on the Saturday, Savoy on the Sunday. I was out Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Amazing. Before we were playing Chelsea the next week.
Oh, no, what? That would affect me. See if I went out the weekend.
You'd be para.
No, I'd be in my head, and so if we had made a midweek game, so see if I went out, if we played Saturday and you went out a Saturday night, I would be bad if we had a midweek game, because I'd be 100%.
That, the type of thoughts would never come in my head when I was younger. No. They wouldn't do. Ah, see if I drank the day, I'd think next week, I drank last weekend, but when I was younger, no. Nah.
Mate, see when I first signed the Celtic, we'd go to trash, right, and I'm talking a Tuesday night, obviously Celtic playing a Saturday, Lennon, Larson, Snus and
Steeman.
Steaming.
It's steaming right
on a Tuesday, but then somebody's argument was right, everyone else was doing that as well at the time.
At
right?
The same time.
But I never seemed to affect him, mate. Larson was the fittest guy in the world, mate.
Well, Larson was it as well, eh?
Oh, Larson loved it, eh?
Fucking.
We remember seeing him Tuesday, in trash. Every Tuesday at Austin Championship, we were out nearly every single Tuesday, and it was as soon as training finished at 1 o'clock, we went out straight away, found a wee pub in Durham with all the students, out we went and fucking spent. That was us tonight.
Yeah.
And then the early hours of Wednesday. Wednesday was your day off. In Thursday, did a running session. Friday, good to go.
Mate, see, we were younger, right? We used to be, Kenny McDill, we used to play reserve game on a Tuesday, straight to Carbon. As soon as the game was finished, somebody's house, straight to Carbon. You'd train, be off Wednesday because you played Tuesday. In Thursday, Friday, and you'd give the weekend off. So you'd be in Cushion Friday night, and then you'd be again in Carbon Saturday night. You'd be out 3 nights a week.
Aye.
Every week.
Aye, so was that.
Every
but do you know what? Do you know? Look back though and wish that you didn't do that.
No, 100%.
That is what I would say.
Uh-huh. I look back.
I definitely think, what was I doing?
It couldn't have helped. I would go to. When I was injured bad, I would go to Snow on the Friday, and I would basically drink Friday night, and I would go. I'd get up early Saturday, maybe about 11, and I'd maybe,
11?
I'd go straight to the pub with the boys, drink to about 5, and I used to go home and hear a quick power nap for an hour, then get a shower, and then back out to like 3-4 in the morning. Sometimes I even fucking jumped on the boat to Belfast to keep drinking.
But as like you say, everyone done it back then, so it was like...
Well, you just get a boat just to keep drinking?
Oh, mate, the pubs in Snar shut at 2 and 3 in the morning, the boat left to go to Belfast at 4. We would jump on the boat and get an on-lander ticket, so you'd go to Belfast, drink on the boat, and then just come straight back. I didn't even get off.
Brilliant.
And then go and hear a couple of hours kip, and then do the commie on a Sunday, and hit this commercial all day for a Sunday session. We cut the Monday, and then you might get the phone call to say, does anybody fancy a Monday club? Blah blah, gaffer. My mum's no well.
I'm telling you now, which I'd be ashamed of now. Amount of times I trained with the first team, rough, mate. And you think back now, what the fuck were you thinking, man? Like, what a chance you've got, and you do rough training with the first
and
team.
And the first team was
and I was one of them as well. Well, see, if I was hungover, you could see a mile away. I'm hungover.
That's mad. Some players are unreal.
Some people are a joke when they're hungover.
Nah, I was pretty good at hiding a bit. How were you bad?
No, I was one of them. Like you used to.
Eddie Bjarnason was the best hungover trainer I've ever seen in my life.
They
me and Teddy go out. He was gorgeous, mate. Honestly, like ripped. He'd get steaming, and he'd wake up the next day looking fresh as fuck. I'd look like a bag of shite. He'd go out, train unbelievable. I'd be terrible. Go back thinking, what was I thinking, man?
There used to be people that would come in their training and you knew they were hungover and they were paranoid and used to say it, and they'd say to them, how am I looking? Uh-huh. You smell my breath, and it'd be Sean Thornton. Sean, you look terrible. No, I don't, surely I don't. You're paranoid, but... That just wouldn't happen.
No, imagine a kid now training the fucking rough.
If a young boy done that now, I'm honestly, they'd be done, aye.
Would they?
Oh, done.
Didn't anyone drink fizzy juice? Too late on a fizzy juice still?
On a Thursday night?
I can't believe I said that. My preparation.
When did that stop? Because the Elgin game, did you not drink?
Ah, I was mad.
That Elgin story, for me, is one of the greatest stories ever with all the sweeties.
But how hard was... See, when you had an away game, right, and it was like two hours, how hard was it not to eat shite on the bus before the game?
Well, you've seen me in the motor with you when we go drives. The amount of sweets I go into the garage and just come out with fuckloads of sweets and just destroy myself. And the 2 hours are sitting there feeling depressed and sick, mate.
It's the worst.
But that feeling I love.
So you were doing that for away games, you'd have got a massive high, and then just as kickoff was probably hitting me, you'd have got a fucking...
rock bottom, aye.
And that's what made you bring it wild thing, wasn't it? That's what inspired wild thing.
To counteract it.
Would you eat shit on the bus for away games?
You would share a bag of sweets between about sixes. You wouldn't have 5 bags of sweets on your own.
Me and Bob, but after training, every day we train with the first team, 50. Wait, we used when you train with the first team?
14.
No, you only 40, you can be over 50. We used to have to train every day at UCA Spa. We used to spend a tenner on Spa every day, caramel cakes, crisps, on the train going home.
Aye.
But we were always ripped.
When were you ripped?
I swear, when I was younger, I swear to God, my body was unbelievable. I had no body fat at all.
Just because you were skinny, though, you were only ripped.
But it's weird, isn't it? With that diet, you think you'd put the beef on.
Okay, it's not. The thing is, when you eat all that shite, when you're training every day, mate.
I disagree, mate. You think it's all right because you're training all day?
What I'm saying is, you
can get away with it.
You kept your figure right because you were training every day. So if you were eating 5,000 calories worth of sweeties, you were probably burning about 10,000 calories amount of training you're doing.
I think.
Easy.
10,000 calories?
Well, I don't know. Your metabolism's a way higher.
is that scientifically true?
It's science. Nah, of course it is. Obviously, somebody will come on and correct me. But we're no far. Wait, it's reality.
Burning 10,000 calories is some god.
I've no stopped eating any different now as I was a footballer. But I'm 3 stone overweight, right? Maybe 4.
Aye, you look right. You
don't honestly, know. Mate, I came up on my Facebook the other day, how thin you were when I first
met
you.
Guess what the difference was? I was working for DPD then, I was running the streets of Glasgow getting fit as fuck without knowing it, but my diet was the same. So imagine I changed my diet and actually did the exercise. Unrecognisable coming in here.
That you're right, that is one of the most depressing things when you wake up in the morning and you've got that 2L.
2L?
And you take a wee time.
Mate, do you know what? I love you, but I hate you for that.
Do you?
And that's fucking that. That is bogging.
And the pot noodle just
taking a bottle of juice to your bed.
Here's one more topic before we go.
All right, here's one.
Pies.
Holidays are coming up. This does my tits in. People that book speedy boarding. Plane's not going to fucking.
I know, not, you, man. Mate, 100% of me. That's a great
speedy
one.
Boarding.
People that queue to go on the plane.
Aye.
That is speedy boarding.
Queues
just wait to
sit down.
What's the difference between sitting on the plane and sitting in the airport?
I know.
You're relaxed.
That's so annoying.
You're
that.
I'm tight on the plane. You've got to sit with your fucking seatbelt and you can't eat a piss.
I know.
Like Terry Butcher was speedy boarding when we went to.
So he was, aye.
Speedy boarding.
About though. 45 quid, mate, to get on a fucking plane 5 minutes early.
You've got your seat number.
You've done a shite nap.
Right, I'm saying that day shites places.
Honestly.
I'm not like that.
Worst place you've done a shite.
Ugh, for fuck's sake, your house.
Right, we're going on to Andy's game, or we still want to go into topics?
Nah, you want to talk about Andy's game? I thought the only real instant was sending off. I like changed the whole game.
Aye.
I know what I
thought. Big Gatterman scored, didn't he?
Aye. Look, was it, did just wanted to ask you, did Aberdeen play more, Andy, than previous Aberdeen?
Andy, did I read a story
Robson's
about
Aberdeen 9 million?
Would I be wrong in reading a story, hearing a story about Theo Blair was wanting to sit down and watch?
To Tony Blair?
No, Theo was sitting and watched. What was his name?
Theo Blair, no Blair.
Blair, what his name is?
Aye. Tony Blair up
Tony's sister. Was that? Did I read a story? Was wanting to sit down to watch a movie or something, and they put on his highlights always.
Oh, mate, have you seen that? I seen it on Instagram.
Tell me.
I think it's a joke, wasn't it?
Was it a joke? Aye.
I think it's a joke.
Wanted to watch a movie or something at the weekend, and they put on the highlights of all his goals with him and the misses.
Oh, I've not seen it.
Tony Blair.
What's
his best
match?
Be
Tony Bear.
Anything else? Nah, done.
Let's just talk about topics.
Oh, we're not fucking. We've still got topics to go.
What, like?
Dundee United.
Of course, I say, go on.
I thought I only seen the highlights. I thought Airdrie looked.
You're going to need to change your strength.
If I had to watch any team in the Championship, I'd go and watch Airdrie.
Do you think Airdrie could get up?
Uh-huh. I think it could, They've won playoffs before, mate, when they were underdog.
Looked awesome.
League One playoffs.
I think Partey will.
I like watching Partick as well.
Yeah, good. I've watched Partick.
Partick just battered Airdrie 4-0.
I'm telling you now, mate, I'd much rather watch Airdrie and Partick Thistle than watch Dundee United and the Rovers.
I can't believe how direct Dundee United were.
Mm.
Oof.
Nah, who's struggling in the Championship? Who do you think's?
Well, Arbroath are away now. Looks
Arbroath
like
away, but Inverness, Queen's Park.
Queen's Park got a good result Saturday.
I thought Inverness no guaranteed set.
Mate, Inverness last week, honestly, I watched the Friday night game. Inverness were miles.
Aye, they were good, aye. I watched it.
Hit the bar about five times, man. Big Dunk. Fucking. But like, he was going to kill
I thought Big Dunk would have been pure 4-4-2.
Nah, they play. That's probably why they're doing there, mate.
I'm going to check. I'm sure Inverness are setting bottom now.
Do you think, Andy, I wanted to ask you because
Inverness are second bottom. There's obviously a chance that both can be.
Fuck, isn't there? I thought it was confirmed. Yes, Paul.
No, just you came up, you promoted with Hearts, and I think you've got a bit of criticism for the style you've played in the Championship. Can you see it being similar with Dundee United when they came up that maybe their style will change? I kind of see that though. Sorry for answering your question that I asked you because Goodwin he plays direct football though, didn't he?
Our Hearts team, the champ, didn't play direct.
Aye, didn't play. Did you get criticism on the Championship?
Aye, no, we did, aye. Because we had a period, but to be fair, we lost to Brora in the Scottish Cup, and then we lost maybe.
It wasn't your style, it was
maybe
just
like two right boys.
You romped it, though, didn't you?
Aye, but again, this is like, again, it's your Hearts, you're in the Championship, your expectation is to romp it, do you know what I mean? So you're not hiding it nothing more. And what I will say is what Dundee United we had this year. Every team wants to beat you because you're Dundee United. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're the big team in the Championship, so you're that big scalp that everybody's got to try and beat to get anywhere near the top.
Can you see Dundee
United? You've got a big scalp, so you need to put a hat on.
All the big scalps, Condoric boys need trained at 5:30. So that's
got to earn in the canteen, you might never get a chance to play the major son.
What's he talking about?
This is your first chance.
He's injured.
Oh, I know.
I'm worried about Scotland just with the injuries I've got now.
I'm worried about it.
I can't believe you're there.
Andy could be getting. I'm on that Motherwell team, mate. You'll be on the fucking plane.
I'm not going to the hydro, mate.
I can't wait for Germany 12 days.
Is the wee man coming?
He'll love Germany, won't he?
12 days of Germany, eh? Cannot wait.
He'll love Germany.
Speedy boarding for Germany, lads.
Aye.
About flying? Flying? What airline? German airline.
Email them an hour about him getting into the toilet. We'll be checking that flight to see how the toilet is.
Boys,
right, good.
Well done, lads.
He's a big German accent, quickly.
Yeah, yes. yeah, das ist gut, ja.
Yes.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.